Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Looking forward to Atlantic Access this week featuring Kylie Fox. Based out of St. John, New Brunswick, Kylie offers something bold and charismatic with a background in theater and classical music. Kylie has crafted an eclectic-sounding debut EP that we're going to hear from. Later in the show, stick around for a bonus track from Tomato Tomato. Right now, Kylie Fox and the title song from the EP Balcony on Atlantic Access.
I'd still collapse into your hopeful possibility. Your broad shoulders and your back, weathered by the rain, can't shelter children from this province. I could tell you were worried about Alberta. I've been driving for an hour next to a blonde and bearded passenger, and she cries, please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, Father, I paid you back, I've got no cash, but I'm making stories that how dare you try to save me from. I pull over finally to a bar in Canyon Creek where Judy tells us that we're butterflies. I forgive you, Alberta. I'll fly away soon, Alberta.
Atlantic Access with Kylie Fox this week, and chatting with Kylie now about her her EP that's a couple of years old.
I released Balcony EP November 1st, 2017.
You just played a couple of tunes, Alberta and the title song. Alberta specifically because you just spent some time west. How did that go?
Oh, that was a really phenomenal tour. I have a whole new, like when I think of Canada in my head, I can really see it.
Drove across, right?
I landed in Vancouver. And apart from going a little backwards to Whistler, I drove to Medicine Hat, Alberta, the southern Alberta, which is only 40 kilometers away from Saskatchewan. And I would have loved to go to Saskatchewan. I haven't. And watching the landscape change, it's kind of a silence develops in the car that you're kind of, it's entrancing and kind of gives you chills. And I spent a lot of the ride kind of crunched up beneath the rear view mirror, trying to like take it all in.
Is that right?
It would have been nice to look over at the passenger seat and go, wow, at someone.
Yeah.
But it's all in my head, and I try to take pictures. No, I love driving. But.
Snapshots in your mind, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You have a style of music that incorporates so many different types of music. There's folk in there, there's some, a little bit of indie rock, different sensibilities. Who would you say were your inspirations? In?
There's a home video that I'm a baby, and my dad is dancing with me in the living room, listening to Night Ride Home. And then he notices my mom filming, and he takes me, and he sort of guides me towards the camera and goes, Joni Mitchell, Joni Mitchell, Joni Mitchell. And he educated me through her poetry, not knowing that he had such an artistic tendency himself. I straightened my hair in high school every day to Brandi Carlile. I think she's affected a lot of how I sing. Avril Lavigne, Alanis Morissette. I listen to Janis Joplin a lot. A lot of women who tell it like it is and don't hold back or shy back from that just because they're girls and just because they're folk singers.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like I'm listening, I'm eavesdropping a party that's going on, and then there's other times where it just seems like I'm maybe looking at a page out of a diary. How do you choose which ones kind of fit together?
Well, that's almost like asking, how do you choose to feel this or that, depending on what's going on in your life?
Okay.
I see the songs, I guess, as souvenirs, but normally how I write with images and using what I see, and hopefully then the listener can take from that and have their own interpretation of how they would feel or how relate to it in their own trajectory of.
So then Stephen must have been a person in your life.
I always hear people muttering when I finish that song that I know it's Stephen, or everyone knows it's Stephen. Stephen does exist. He is a person, and I feel bad if I made him feel like I was being judgmental. The song isn't about Stephen. It's about all artists who feel like they need to come to a point in their artistry where they might have to compromise it for something more stable, more predictable, more comfortable. You don't always have to compromise, you just have to find balance. And he was way out of balance. And a lot of artists are.
This is the song Steven from the EP Balcony from Kylie Fox on Atlantic Access.
I But the view from the plane, it ain't so lame. Swallow jelly beans in the bedroom store. Call your garden from a hole in the wall they travel to. But the view from the plane, it ain't so lame. Sweet talker, take me to a show. Better smoke that stick behind your ear first, though. Otherwise, you'd have nothing to say. Paint me a farmhouse, prove me a view. Afford me an acre and a photo.
Skydiver from Kylie Fox on Atlantic Access. Skydiver. Is there a dream there somewhere? Do you have any thoughts of jumping out of an airplane anytime?
The song is about addiction. It's a list, actually. And they're all men, coincidentally. I didn't intend for that. Or maybe I did. So I met a guy, he was a skydiver, and I learned what it's like to be a skydiver. And there's also moments, references to gambling. Actually, another line from the song comes from a friend of mine. Drugs are like a poor man's plane ticket. And he thought that was the best thing to say. Like, that was, like, write it down quick.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful, actually.
I think that's being nice.
Well, there's a lot of truth to that statement, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, he's a friend of mine. That's his lifestyle right now. Yeah, everyone has a crutch.
You mentioned the EP. It's, you know, it's been around now for a few months. Is there anything in the pipeline?
Oh, I'm hoping to record this summer.
This summer? Yeah.
It's all written. It's about timing and doing it right with a different perspective of recording than I will this time. There's kind of an intuition you learn as you record, kind of the yes, no, like I can't explain why I like this take, or I can't, but I just intuitively, that's how you're guided. But that's something I had to learn, or maybe not learn, but kind of wake up to, instead of depending on other people and what you think, you know? I might get some help producing it, but if for the next one, it has to be better, or else what's the point?
There's so much honesty in your lyrical content, and do you ever hold back or think, well, maybe that's crossing the line?
There's certainly some shows I look at the crowd and I'm like, I don't know if these folks would appreciate the Tinder song right now. You know, it's bad when you have to explain Tinder before you perform that song. And I was convinced to over the other day in Port Alberni. I blushed, and I think they blushed, but I think they also learned. Those youngins today. And I understand that people are... probably leave my show knowing quite a lot about me, or
yes,
assuming things about me, and
yeah.
That really can't stop you. And everybody has these stories.
But Tinder, we're going to play.
Oh, it's, you are?
Oh, we must.
my opus.
We must. It's such a fun song. You're to be congratulated for being so honest and making music in a time when a lot of people are second, third guessing everything, you know. So we're going to do that one, and Ravens as well. We'll look forward to your next project later this year, right?
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
All right. So this is Tinder on Atlantic Access.
Enjoy it. With an open heart.
It's Kylie Fox on Atlantic Access.
Well, first you see I'm here, selfie of me, and I'm looking pretty fine. Next you see one of me and my friends, and we're having a pretty good time. Next is one of a buck I shot. Of me and my friends, they're drunk and doing duck lips. Next is one of me at the gym, but it's only to impress you fellas. I only got Tinder for a laugh, because I ain't no Tinderella. Acknowledging it could be uncool. Oh, all you gotta say is, hey, how is your day? And if they don't respond, hell, you nearly have sex with them anyway. So what is superficial? We're desperate and we're single. Everyone's a winner when they get a match on Tinder. And then everyone's a winner when they Horn truly making class. A man with a tribe called Red. Well, he said storms in the north mean something ain't right. He was born, raised, and stayed in the Yellow Knight. Certified to write with no work in the east. I moved to the Northwest Territories. The town was brown and the thunder tore a week. And the ravens all mocking. The ravens are mocking me. The ravens are mocking me. They won't stop watching me. The ravens are mocking me. Paid to observe the people of this place. Who was I to speak on community domestic disputes and beggars on the streets? The sun don't set and the people don't sleep. Beggars and the bruises and the diggers of the dirt. We're obligated to stay isolated here. We don't seem strong and we damn aren't free. And the ravens are mocking me. The ravens are mocking me. The ravens are mocking me. They won't stop and answer me. The ravens are mocking. Drunk around my kitchen table. No lover, no family, no friends. Just coyotes. I resent the north cause I resent myself. I love my country but would die to be anywhere else. Invited to dance around the fire beneath the stars. It became rain. I could feel this great expanse with the stranger's hand in the drums. Pain. A man with a feather. Approached, he spoke of purpose and he spoke of being free, and he looked like a raven to me. The ravens, they stomp their feet. The ravens, they stomp their feet. Of fame, of fortune, or its money. The ravens, they stomp their feet. They stomp their feet. They stomp their feet.
The song Ravens from Kylie Fox on Atlantic Access. Many thanks to Kylie for joining us this week. A presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton. For all your mobile entertainment needs, see entertainmentplus.ca. Before we let you go, we have a bonus track, the latest song from fellow St. Johners, Tomato Tomato. A highly anticipated new album is coming out called Canary in a Coal Mine. Kite Song is a debut single now on Atlantic Access.
You remember it was Tuesday when I found you in that cafe. Cha-cha music playing from the vinyl spinning round. You were sipping on espresso like a bitter manifesto, talking to yourself, furrowing your brow. Now, 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 I'd been lost to that baby, a kite without a string. I'd been lost to that baby, just hanging in the wind. I'd been lost to that, honey. Surely you could see you'd be lost without me. Was a clumsy introduction. Asked you how you liked your muffin. You rolled your eyes and shifted in your chair. The cha-cha kept on playing. I forget what you were saying. I was distracted by the color of your hair. You didn't care. I'd been lost to that baby, a kite without a string. I'd been lost to that baby, just hanging in the wind. I'd been lost to that, honey, but surely you could see you'd be lost without me. You'd be lost without me. We're tangled and we're twisted, braided like a rope, left over right. A healthy code of penance, it'll never break, never come untied. Hey! Does this sound at all familiar? Did I paint a pretty picture? I made a rhyme that should be enough. Won't push my luck. I've been lost to that baby, a kite without a string. I've been lost to that baby, just hanging in the wind. I've been lost to that, honey. Surely you can see.
A new show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.